Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. It's great to be back with you again this weekend. I have a wonderful show for you. My playlist includes new and current tunes by artists like Ashake, Amira Abed, Zuchu, Makadzi, and more. And this hour is jam-packed with special features. There's Jackie from Ghana. She has a new EP out. Prince Benjamin speaks with her to present that. Then Kisumu, Kenya opened a brand new music venue. Bill Odidi reports live from the launch of that exciting performance stage. There is then my music listening quiz. Bethel Togovi from Lomé is in the hot seat for that today. And finally, we are going to meet Kwankwa. This exciting traditional quintet from Ethiopia just performed in Washington, D.C. They join me at VOA Studios to talk about their music and perform live. So that's the show. I'm so glad you're here. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. I'm starting us off with a good 10 minutes of current tunes, beginning with this one from Nigeria, Terminator by Ashake.
Ololade mi Ashake. This your love will get in me for my virtue. I want light man with my lighter. This your color no be fake. My banana, oh my banana, don't show my banana. Show me power, don't give me power. And let me love my life, it's my like I be like I my Sudan.
Baby, you can see my name. I'm a petty great I
come my village, you. It's the money, move available. You be my cross, my available. Give me my petty, baby, go cut out.
I did deliver, stay banana, oh my banana. Go chop my banana. You need power, go need power. And let me love my life. It's my life, I hate my life. I'm my sultana. Cause you did amazing, you did amazing. Give me funky waffle. Catch your chunky leech, chunky leech. If you no good man, make I be your mother. If you never know, my son, me daughter, yo. Slow man.
Listen to my gear. Remember to call your guava. Listen to my gear. Recall your guava. Listen to my gear.
Recoil, Quamma, Yo, yo, hello people. This is your lady Sharifa Gunu, and you are listening to Heather Maxwell. Music time in Africa. VOA.
Oh la la la, ayi wo ya ayi, kori mel nindeke amna chire wo oh yeah. Tuti mo jungle ma, tamo kogi samu fit pita, chona ko samu kola apokale. Bolegi wo wo gumate ni majile ni merom di bahon, hamu manu muto do fu mudak na 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 na, hamu elilan la 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 ilan la ba doli de chatla.
Time in Africa. You just heard Halebi by Amira Abed of Senegal, and before that, Mageya by Makati from South Africa featuring Mr. Brown. In a moment, we're going to listen to our first feature of the hour. That's with Bill Odidi, not in Nairobi where he usually is, but in Kisumu, Kenya, where they have opened a brand new music venue. It's called Dunga Hill Camp. It's a big deal, and Bill was there to cover it. But first, here is a little more pop for you from Tanzania. This is, of course, Zuchu and her wildly popular single, Faya.
Baby, baby, you've been away in a thousand lifetimes. Baby, baby, you've been away in a hundred ways. Baby, baby, you've been away in a thousand lifetimes. Baby, baby, you've been away in a hundred ways, yeah. Yeah.
asubuhi sangara tope, yoni samaki papa na mlisha, shombo zenu nyote, miendo ndivu liwezi katisha, kidege, wafikishe salamu, vigwewe, vya Dar es Salamu, nilizunguka sana ups, mashariki mpaka kusi, mkakutana na wazushi, waloniumiza, mula kanitunuku papush, mwanafundi binus, pezi keka bando kifurush, na tutumaliza, oh nisigisha uwe kwa nini, wakati ndo kasha kuwa wangu, jazi maliza ya simi, mie kupendwa ndo jadi yangu, na kisikia joto, na muogesha, na mlaza mapaja, na mpepea vizuri, na mrudisha utoto, na mnyonyesha, mkubwa ni kwenu nyinyi, kwangu hana kauli kwa mapenzi moto. Kadi malize mchezo amenipa joto jamani joka libebe.
Hey, I am Mori Ture from Mali. You are listening to Music Time in Africa avec my sister Maxwell.
Yeah, all right. Hey everybody, that was Zuchu. So now let's get over to Kisumu, Kenya and see what has been happening.
Greetings, Heather Maxwell. This is BLODD for Music Time in Africa, and today I've traveled to Kisumu, just overlooking Lake Victoria. The venue is called the Dunga Hills Camp, and several top artists from this region are here today to officially launch this brand new performance stage. So I'm going to head backstage and see if I can speak to some of them. How was that being on stage?
Stage was fine. They like my music, but I do acoustic, acoustic nyatiti right now.
Yeah, but you're playing the nyatiti, but I see a lot of electrical instruments there as well. So it's a mix.
Yeah, it's a mixture. We call it jazz, nyatiti jazz.
Oh, nyatiti jazz.
Yeah.
There are not many young people like you playing the nyatiti.
I inherit from my grandfather.
Well, what does this stage mean to you? The stage that is being opened today and the equipment which is now available for artists in Kisumu, how will that change things for you?
Yeah, you know, here in Kisumu, it will help many of us, because there was no platform like this. Yeah.
Have you recorded your music now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a new song called Auma.
Auma, huh?
Yeah, and my happy birthday.
And also, how are you doing Koplo?
Yeah, Koplo is an origin of Nyatiti, so I must start with Koplo. If you want to know Nyatiti, you must start with the Koplo. Okay. Yeah.
Koplo, Koplo, Marati. Koplo, Koplo, Marati. Koplo, Koplo, Marati. Koplo, Koplo, Marati.
And you have a wonderful outfit as well to match your presence on stage.
That is a must, bro, because I'm an artist. And I have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are your hopes? What are your ambitions?
My vision, I'll go for with Nyatiti. Yeah. I know, because I'm still young.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, how old are you?
I'm 23.
Oh, 23. My God.
Yeah.
You have your whole future ahead of you.
Yeah.
Okay. I think they're calling you to get up on stage. Good luck. Yeah. What are you now going to perform after this?
Yeah, right now we are going to perform Karapinyo Dagi.
What does that mean?
That means the world have not agree with the things which are going on right now.
To introduce has one of the biggest hit running in this lake region, Maze Apesi, APESI, the biggest act right now in Kisumu City, ladies and gentlemen, Apesi.
Aduanika chunga chio, ukinia chunga chio, atieno chunga chio, sura yako nayo nayo. Baby without makeup, baby you beat them bad. Baby without makeup, baby you beat them bad. The way you act natural, mami, nothing in nega. The reason I go loco lo ya, nothing in tega.
My name is Apesi, aka Mnyamamkal.
What does that mean?
Actually, it means any animal that is fierce. That's me. Yeah.
You're a fierce performer.
Fierce performer.
You're very popular here in Kisumu. What has made you connect with? I could see them singing your song.
I sing things that happens in the society. I sing things that they can relate to through my language and through what happens in Kisumu. So, and I'm so grateful because I started this genre when everyone in Kisumu was listening to Ohangla. It was very difficult for them to appreciate the kind of sound I was doing. With time, they started loving it, yeah.
How do you describe your sound? Because I hear some reggae, I hear some soulful thing, I hear some Afropop. How do you describe what you're playing, Pesi?
It's a modern banger.
It's modern banger?
Modern banger. It's Afro banger, Afro banger. Yeah.
This is Bill Odidi for Music Time in Africa at the Dunga Hills Camp in Kisumu, just overlooking Lake Victoria as the sun sets on a beautiful evening. We've had an amazing experience speaking to some of these artists and enjoying the performances. Back now to you, Heather Maxwell, on Music Time in Africa.
Massive appreciation to Kasik and Dunga Hill Camp for this amazing stage.
Wow, that is awesome. Dunga Hill Camp in Kisumu, Kenya, where the Nyatiti is still going strong. And speaking of traditional music, everybody, there is more of it to come in today's show. A little later on, we're going to hear from the new traditional group of Ethiopian music, Kwankwa. They also have exciting news. But first, let's smooth our ears with this new jam by American singer Chris Brown and Wizkid. Call You Every Day.
Come rewind. Girl, I get the money with you, make you mine. If you're loving every night, you make you mad. Now only you give me love, but make me nice. Nice, nice. I feel make you mine. Girl, I love you, plus I never make you minus. If I let you smoke, it's you gon' lose my lighter. If you paranoid, then I'ma spend the night.
You can get a loving every day. Time I dance with you, with my money I go pay. For your love I go pay. It ain't making my DJ song. I feel it for you every day. When you call from the back on replay. For your love I go pay. For your love I go play.
Make a psycho, make a traffic psycho. If you nice, you go drop me psycho. Every duty done, they make me mad, oh. Make you sing, sing to the mic.
In my Kunga, you are that looking in your eyes, oh. Show you many things you can utilize, oh. If I say I love you, then I tell you like, so. Show you everything when I get in my zone.
Judah, make you utilize, oh. Y'all when we talk,
they will go revive, oh.
Give you many things, we could they make you dance, oh.
I'll make you back up to the standing mic.
If his phone ring and he never call you back, you should leave him.
Let me put some money in your bag.
You don't need
what him. I mean is if he do you bad,
give me a reason.
It ain't where you been, girl, it's where you at.
Where you at?
I get a loving every day.
Time I dance with you, with my money I go pay.
For your love I go pay.
Get it making money, Jason.
Music Time in Africa.
Okay, hello. How are you all doing? I hope you're enjoying the show so far. The neo-traditional quintet Kwankwa from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, gave an exclusive interview and live performance at the Voice of America studios here recently. The band is leading today's generation of traditional music. They are just awesome. And we're going to listen to that interview and the performance in a moment. But first, let's enjoy this song by Canadian Chadian singer Caleb Rimtobaye, a.k.a. Afrotronics. Now, he is going to be showcasing at the upcoming Womex Festival that's taking place in Portugal this October. We wish him luck. Here's Oyo.
Live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
Hello, everybody. This is the sound of Selamnesh Zemene and Bubu Teklemariam on vocals and bass krar. Now here is Endris Hassan's Mesenko, the one-string fiddle. They are tuning up while I sit next to the other two members of Kwankwa, the electric violinist and bandleader Keita Hostetter and percussionist Misale Legese. Now, what's happening here is we are all together on set at the Voice of America studios in Washington, D.C. for an interview and a live performance. This happened a few days ago. Here it is.
Welcome to VOA and Music Time in Africa.
Thank you.
We're so excited to be here.
It's great to have you. So tell me, what are you all doing in Washington, D.C.?
We have a concert. It's the beginning of our three-month debut tour across the U.S.
So what does Kwankwa mean?
Kwankwa, the word means in Amharic language. And we take that word and expand it to just the concept of universal language of music.
And you guys have been together for how long?
We met Keta maybe 8 or 9 years ago, when she's coming with her band, the Debo Band. And Kwankwa, it's built maybe the last 5 or 6 years ago.
Okay.
The material that you are performing while you're on this tour, tell me about that.
We play music from Ethiopia and its neighbors. So it's sort of a mix across borders, but from the region.
Are they original compositions?
They are sourced from some seed of a melody or an idea that's traditional. But we take that seed and expand it with our arrangements and add parts.
So, Misale, tell me about you as a drummer. How long have you been drumming?
12 years old, Yes, that was starting on at the Children Theater's House. So I started playing for the Ethiopian traditional drum. We call it a kabaro. And then now I'm playing for with the several bands. I play also percussion, a conga, and traditional drums.
Okay. Well, we're going to bring the rest of the band on now. Can you describe the first piece?
Yes. So the first piece we're going to do is called Indedne, and it means how are you. It's a traditional piece from the region that the singer is from, and it's just a really sweet traditional song, and it's one of our favorites. We like to open our shows with this song, sort of a welcoming message.
And then this is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
All right, hello. I hope you enjoyed Kwankwa. We're going to hear more of that live recording at the end of the hour. And in case you're just tuning in, this is The Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. Now, before we listen to the rest of Kwankwa, I've got more music for you. That feature interview with Ghana's top singer, Jackie, who has just released a new EP. Prince Benjamin presents that. And there is quiz time. You think you know African music? Well, find out with me and my guest contestant from Lomé, Bethel Togovi. He's going to take the quiz. So let's get to it. This is Selma Wamuse. She is a Mozambican singer. And like Afrotronics, who we listened to earlier, she is also going to be showcasing at the upcoming Womex Festival in Lisbon. Here's Oyo Oyo from her 2020 album, Liwoningo.
Music Time in Africa. It's Prince Benjamin here. Returning from a tour in Europe, Ghanaian international artist Jackie had a private listening party for her new EP called My Diary. I was there in the intimate audience of media and music personalities, friends, family, and management. Now, the last time she gave us an EP was in 2020, and it had this smash hit.
My mind is for you. My heart beats for you. time when I think of you. I don't know. I feel loved again. I don't want to wait for days. Let me have you in my arms again.
The First Lady of Ghana, Her Excellency Rebecca Akufo-Addo, used the lyrics of the song My Mind Day for You to wish her husband and Ghana's president, His Excellency Nana Akufo-Addo, a happy birthday in 2021. A big deal. On Jackie's new project, she is thanking God on an Afro jazz intro, throwing back to her father, music legend Nana Echampong, recovering from a broken heart, getting on some surprising dancehall energy, and collaborating with Nigerian superstar Davido. She couldn't even believe it when it happened.
When we were actually recording the song, I actually went into the bathroom. Everybody was waiting for me, but I was in the bathroom crying because I was like, I was just looking at myself and I was like, Jackie, wow, you and Davido have a song. Do you know that? I was getting emotional. I was just like thinking of how far everything has come for me, and I'm very, very excited that I have Davido on the EP.
Especially when you were touching me. I know you want it, baby. Look at me and see.
I know the growl is what you love about Davido's voice, Dr. Maxwell. There it is. The song is called Flames. A video is out soon. Just before I took a picture with Jackie, aka the Songbird, I asked how music has changed her life.
My music has changed my life in so many ways. When I look back years ago, 2019, when I started music professionally, I mean, I was a student as well, and I was juggling music and school. It hasn't been an easy journey for me. And when I see how life has changed for me now I'm playing shows internationally. People around the world know my music. They enjoy my music from then till now. And so I'm very proud of how far I've come.
Female artists in the Afrobeat conversation, how important are they?
Yeah, at the moment, I mean, the industry is male-dominated, but gradually, I'm hoping that we'll get a lot of women in the music industry and also in the creative space as well, and we'll be able to hold on to the woman empowerment culture.
Is it easy for you as a woman? You're one of the hottest, if not the hottest, female artists right now in the country. How easy or how difficult is it a journey for you?
It isn't really easy. I mean, being a girl in any part of the world, any sector, is quite complicated, but I think I'm very happy that I've been able to stand firm. I've been able to overcome some things that came my way, and I'm only also doing this to inspire the younger girls, the younger females out there that would want to go into the creative industry, go into music, that if I've been able to do it, everybody else too can.
Looking at the title of this EP, My Diary, what story is most important in this diary to you?
The sixth song on the project, which is called Waka Waka, is a very personal song where I spoke about so many things that I tell my inner self, so many things that I would say in my diary. Those are the things that I said on the song track six, Waka Waka. So when you listen to the song and then you read the lyrics, you get to understand how I've been feeling, things I've been going through and all of that. So that particular song is actually what actually depicts my diary, because that is where I spoke about everything that I wouldn't say openly.
Waka 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 man down. Strength of a woman, we not follow, not follow clout. We set the trend, everybody follow. Now we give them ratatatatatatatat, them feel my sound. Yeah. Anybody violate, tell them we get squad around. Untouchable just like grenade. My flow be $1 million sound. When we start, we not be stop. I mean, they can't overstand. Check the rhythm, check the style. Fly high like Peter Pan. We pay this tune. Feed the girlie them. Man up, true. From the 90s then. Nothing them feed do. Now we shatter them.
Listening to this song, it brings to mind Jackie's biggest music influence, arguably. She's a pop music and fashion star who recently became a billionaire. She's from Barbados. Dr. Heather Maxwell, I'm going to leave you and your lovely audience to guess who it is. But that's how Jackie's My Diary EP closes, a boastful, celebratory, party-invoking dancehall vibe.
papa sutuchu akwada kete kete me mandanji hu seme ye big girl big big girl them wanting better na 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 we spice it up na 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 me na fish lock na 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 we massacre car we give them up 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 cards get to you we are gonna rise move straight to the top you already know icons never die.
Yeah, that was Jackie. Hey, I like how Prince has thrown his own music quiz out to us. And just so you all know, I guessed it was Rihanna, but had to Google it just to make sure. Rihanna is now a billionaire. Pretty cool. And speaking of quizzes, it is time for our music listening quiz. I've just called Bethel Togovi in Togo. Bethel, how are you?
I'm fine. You?
I'm doing fine. So you ready to play the quiz?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. I'm going to play three examples, trois exemples of top all male groups that have lasted for at least 10 years. Je répète en français, les top groupes d'artistes hommes qui sont durés depuis au moins 10 ans.
Okay, yeah, so I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Here's example number one.
Oh, Susanna. Happy now. I see you flexing on the ground with your sponsor, Susanna. I hope you're happy now. I see you change your skin color and your hair is longer now.
Okay, est-ce que tu peux me dire le nom de ce groupe là? Okay, they're a very famous group. They've been around for 15 years, maybe 17 years from Kenya.
Okay, oh, okay.
Can you guess? Do you know any group from Kenya?
Kenya?
Yeah.
No.
All right.
No.
Okay, no problem. That's Sauti Sol, Susanna.
Okay.
All right, here's number two. I hope you know this one. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready. Magic system, magic in the air.
Excellent. You only heard like 2 seconds of that one.
Okay.
Excellent. All right. Here is the last one. You ready?
Okay. Let's go.
All right. So who do you
South Africa group?
What?
I don't know the name.
Oh, but you know it's from South Africa.
Well, when I listen to the music, I know that this music belongs to South Africa.
You are right. That is Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
Ah, okay.
Okay, one out of three. It's not so bad. Okay, Bethel, so since I've got you on the line, tell me what you are listening to that you love right now.
Okay, I like in this moment some music of Santa Rosa Rafael. It's some music which I love. I play it in my radio this morning.
Oh, yeah?
So Santa Rosa Rafael is a Togolese artist.
Right. I've played his music before on the show. So, guys, you listening now, you probably recognize this artist, Santrinos Rafael. What song, Bethel, is... Quel est le nom de la chanson?
Drill Love. D-R-I-2-L, et puis Love. Drill Love.
Drill Love. Okay, let's listen to Drill Love by Santrinos Rafael. And then we'll come back to you, Bethel, and say one final goodbye.
J'aime quand de temps en temps on emprunte l'escalier. Être la dernière à l'arrivée, t'aimes le parier. Ce chemin entre le ciel et la terre, t'aimes l'emprunter. Yeah. J'aime quand tu me tombes dessus quand je suis fatigué. Tu me dis de m'allonger pour bien masser. À chaque minute on ne fait que s'embrasser. Baby, no.
baby mlelo ye mlelo we love me solo la longue me le dingue me on est caé j'aimerais bien te marier Toi et moi allons tout partager. Les dîners mais on est carré. J'aimerais bien te marier.
That was Drill Love by Santrinos Rafael. And I want to give a shout out to everybody there listening in Togo and on your radio station, Awevi Web Radio. Thank you, Bethel.
Okay.
Bye. All right. Hello, everyone. Hey, how'd you do on the quiz? I know you aced it. Okay, so as promised at the beginning of the show, I'm leading us out of this hour with more live music from Kwankwa. Now, this new generation band of Ethiopian traditional music was with me live in studio at VOA earlier this week. They were just starting their debut 3-month tour across the U.S. Here's band leader Keita Hostetter alongside percussionist Misale Legese, and they're introducing the second song that we're going to hear in a minute.
The second one is an instrumental, and it is sourced from an Eritrean tribe. One small melody that we just fell in love with, and we added harmony and added chords and a couple extra parts and improvisations. And
what's the name of that?
That one is called Blaine, and it's named after the name of the tribe.
What do you hope to achieve out of this U.S. tour?
We hope to bring our music to as many audiences as possible and sort of introduce the traditional music, but also our own way of playing together, of communicating, and sort of being a window of what music can do to friendships.
And then when you get back home, after it's all said and done,
we have an album in the pipeline coming up. So we recorded recently. We'll be playing some tracks from that. It's not out yet, but we're really excited about that. We are touring with two other albums on vinyl and CD, and we'll have those with us at every show. Mm-hmm. And then our new one is going to come out pretty soon.
All right. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. We're happy.
Yeah. Let's get to the music.
Okay.
Thank you.
and with that beautiful live performance of Bilé by the band Kwankwa, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you to Kwankwa, also to Jackie and Prince Benjamin, Bill Odidi and Kisumu Dunga Hill Camp, and also to Bethel Togovi for joining us today. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and on select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and also online at voanews.com, Music Time in Africa. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.